Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
They do not like this president. And then you know what else they don't like? They don't like their own candidates. That's what they're trying to cover up.
They've never seen anything like this. And it's driven the Democrats crazy.
Without a question, the president will be acquitted.
Adam Schiff repeated himself more times than a Geico commercial.
This is the Seinfeld impeachment.
The House managers made a very clear and compelling case.
Calm down. It's okay.
Hey, good morning to you, and glad that you're with us on this Thursday morning. We'll get a check of the crew here with Tricia and Denise and find out what they experienced on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
My drive for all the weather warnings was just water.
Yeah.
There was a little glaze of ice on the car when I went out this morning. It was easy to wipe off, and I was doing highway speeds on 64 this morning.
Yeah, I was going a little slower than I normally do, but that means I was going at the speed limit.
Right.
It was just fine.
Yeah, my drive this morning was fine. I got home about 9:30 last night, and it had started, and it was awful. Like, I had trouble getting home last night.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But okay. By this morning, I don't know if they treated the roads or it warmed up or what happened, but it was just rainy this morning.
And that was getting from Missouri back into Illinois?
Yeah, off of Hampton.
Oh,
back to Belleville. It was a
little dicey. I think always right when it starts is always the worst. Unless we're getting like a ton of snow or something, but yeah.
Yeah, it was misleading. It was
starting.
Just a little bit, and it was real slick.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. What are you reporting as the temperature right now, Denise?
33.
Yeah, so we're still above freezing, which according to Dave Murray and according to the weather folks, the temperature is going to drop throughout the day. So that's why we're going to get a chance of some snow later today. For the most part, and maybe this is different where you live, it's above freezing right now.
It's supposed Dave's forecast says up to 37 today.
Yeah.
Before it will drop. And I guess more snow chance tonight, like late tonight after midnight.
Right. So anyway, a good chance of something coming down, but I don't think we're going to have to.
We're basically going to have some weather for the next 2 days. in some form, there'll be snow or rain or freezing rain, whatever. We're going to have some stuff.
Sort of like the forecast for Washington, D.C. Can we all agree on that?
It's winter.
What's the forecast in D.C.?
Winter is coming in the United States Senate.
Frigid.
Boy, Jerry Nadler kind of disappeared yesterday, didn't he? I think the Dems pulled him back after some of the outrageous comments and allegations that he made.
Maybe he was tired. He had a big day.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose. He got chewed out by the Chief Justice, so they did kind of left him off the radar. Adam Schiff, on the other hand, was his normal annoying self all day yesterday through these hearings. He's the guy who just has absolutely no shame. Go to cut 26 for us this morning, please.
As we saw yesterday on the screen, that under Article 2, he can do anything he wants. Moreover, given the seriousness of the conduct at issue and its persistence, this matter cannot and must not be decided by the courts, which, apart from the presence of the Chief Justice here today, are given no role in impeachments.
Interesting to hear the way he phrased that, right? Must not and cannot be decided by the courts. So he wants to make sure that this wouldn't go to court. But there's something else here that Adam Schiff wants you to know. Go to the very next cut 27.
And that is an attempt to use the powers of the presidency to cheat in an election. For precisely this reason, the president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box. For we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
My goodness. This guy should be muzzled. Can I just tell you that? To go in front of Congress, particularly the Senate, in something as serious as this, and suggest in advance that there's going to be misconduct in the next election because they know they're going to lose. So they're setting the stage for another 4 years of drop and flops by the Democrats in this country because they know they're going to lose in November. Oh, we can't trust the American people. He's the one complaining about the fact that Donald Trump was acting like a monarch. I'm listening to this yesterday, just shaking my head. It's absolutely crazy. Mark Meadows had the bite of the day. You heard a clip of it there in the short list. Listen to this.
Adam Schiff repeated himself more times than a Geico commercial. The only problem is he can't save you 15% or more on your car insurance. All he can do is give you a headache.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
You can now host this show. You're qualified.
Listen, we were giving out aspirin in giant bottles today because, you know, he just kept going on and on and on.
Yeah, I'll bet. I need some of that aspirin this morning. After sitting through some of that yesterday, no doubt about it.
If you had 5 minutes in a room with Mitch McConnell, no holds barred, what would you say to him?
I'm going to save that for Mitch McConnell. I'm not being facetious because, you know, look, everybody says that we can't get anything done. If I'm elected president or anybody's elected president, you can't bring the parties together. But sending large troops there doesn't matter. Joe, I carry with me in my pocket my schedule. Mike, I know, I'm sorry. I was thinking I can't see you guys.
No idea where he is on a given day. At a given moment, Joe Biden's never quite sure what he is. Not sure what state he's in. State of confusion most often. But in that particular case, he's doing an interview with this guy on, it appeared to be CNBC or MSNBC, and he kept referring to him as Joe. No, wait a minute, that's your name, Joe. He's calling this guy Joe, and this guy's name is Mike. And I don't know. I just think it's more and more obvious that Joe Biden is in way over his head. So yesterday he gets on with Joe Scarborough, a former Rhino, now Democrat, Joe Scarborough. And Scarborough is asking him this long, drawn-out, emotional question about the death of his son. He brings up Elijah Cummings. He refers to Biden's fallen angel, Beau. How does this weigh on your mind every single day? What do you say? What do you do? This was Biden's answer to that. Cut 7.
Beau should be the one running for president, not me.
He went on and on about how Beau's with him every day, which I won't take that away from him. I'm sure it was very emotional to lose his son. Remember, Beau's death was the reason that he didn't run in 2016, he said. And now he's claiming that Beau wanted him to run for president. Which is one reason he's doing it, and he wishes Beau was here today so he could be doing it instead of Joe, which might lead one to the conclusion that Joe realizes he really shouldn't be doing this and really wishes his much younger son was here to be running in his place. So, I don't know.
I'm starting to feel bad for him.
It's easy.
I am. I wonder if that's a play. I wonder if he's duping me. You know, like maybe he's trying to get the sympathy because it's not, he's been a politician forever and an inefficient one, but he hasn't necessarily been this monster. And now he seems like a doddering, confused old man.
And now you're wondering if you can actually believe that or not.
Mm-hmm. Now I wonder if he's trying to get the sympathy vote.
Yeah, but who would want someone who they don't think is on top of their game to be president of the United States?
Nobody. I think he's coming off as pathetic, and it's sad to me.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's why Sanders has actually leapfrogged him in a couple of polls here recently. which is shocking because Sanders is a couple of years older than Biden and has just recently had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So what do you pick? The lesser of two evils there. One who doesn't really seem to be on his mental game anymore, or Bernie who could stroke out at any moment when he's yelling to the microphone.
I don't know. Bernie's health doesn't concern me. If I thought his politics were anything to write home about, people get old and have strokes and heart attacks and recover. Like,
yeah, but you don't want to elect somebody into that stressful job who you know has got a ticking time bomb going in. That's why they make him go get health exams all the time, right?
Yeah, but if he's clear, I don't want to elect him anyway.
I think my Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not an issue.
I don't think he's electable for so many reasons.
I think I've determined what my Bernie Sanders imitation sounds like. It sounds like a bad imitation of Larry David trying to do Bernie Sanders because he's the one who does him on Saturday Night Live. That's the problem.
You just need to spend more time practicing at home.
mm-hmm. Point taken, Denise. Thank you.
Not here. Work on that at home. Once you get it perfected, you can bring it back to the studio.
I'm getting what you're sending
here. That's a good idea. Things are moving so fast here. We don't have a whole lot of time to do things like.
Thank you. I'll take pity on you. I promise.
Thanks.
Maybe next week. Anyway, great news yesterday. President Trump has announced he's going to be the first sitting U.S. president to speak live at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. This is a big deal. And I'm proud. I found out last night that my nephew will be there on the ground when this happens. We may need to get you a live report. I think that's pretty cool. Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show in here, along with Tricia Siegman and Denise Schaefer this morning, and kind of keeping you up to date on what's going on. Let me introduce my guest. Thomas Gipping is with us today, Deputy Director at the Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, Senior Legal Fellow with Heritage, and, of course, a former legal counsel there for the Senate Judiciary Committee. Thomas, good morning. Welcome back in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So what's your reaction to the display you saw in the Senate yesterday?
Well, I think people probably already, feel a little bit of sympathy for Chief Justice Roberts, in part because he's got to sit there. And I worked in the Senate for 15 years, and I know that it does not look pretty or close up. He's got to sit there and listen to all this, but he's got a real job, you know. He's got to be across the street at the Supreme Court in the morning, and then he comes over at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to, you know, kind of supervise the playground. And he doesn't even really have a substantive role in all of this. So, you know, God bless him. He's a dedicated public servant, that's for sure.
For then the president to deny the right of Congress to conduct oversight, deny the right to investigate any of his activities, to say Article 2 of the Constitution gives him the right to, quote, do whatever he wants. We are staring down an erosion of the sacred democratic principles for which our founders fought a bloody war of independence.
Yeah, you know, Chuck Schumer also made the correlation that this is part of congressional oversight. I know you've written a piece for Heritage regarding that. What's your reaction to that?
Well, he says that because he wants people to think that this is just part of the ordinary job that Congress has, and that if you cut it short here, if you don't give the Senate everything that it wants here, everything else is going to slide into the abyss. I'm sorry, but that is a lie. That's not just misrepresenting. That is a lie. This is not oversight. Impeachment has its own rules, its own authorities, its own procedures, its own purpose, and all of it is separate from oversight. Oversight's supposed to be connected to the legislative process anyway.
Right.
And you heard Schumer say that Trump is denying the right of the Senate to oversight or investigate. How on earth could a president deny the Senate or the House from investigating anything they wanted? He couldn't do that if he wanted to. And so, I don't know, this Schumer playing the victim, it's kind of like, you know, the guy who shoots his parents and then complains that he's an orphan or something.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're talking to Thomas Gipping from Heritage. Thomas, part of what they're arguing here is that, you know, the president used executive authority, and that has that's the equivalent of obstruction of justice.
That's why the second article of impeachment to me is the most dangerous in the sense, but it's also kind of silly because what they did was they issued the House issued subpoenas to get certain people to testify and to try to get certain documents. That happens all the time in investigations. The executive branch refused those subpoenas. What's supposed to happen if you really want the people and the documents is you go to court. They didn't do that. Instead, they just turned the refusal into a second article of impeachment, which is essentially to say, if another branch of government defends its, you know, priorities, and we do have the separation of powers after all, and does what you'd expect another branch of government to do, Congress is going to impeach you for it. Congress is going to impeach you for operating within the separation of powers that our founders designed. I mean, it's insane. So, that's what that's about. And again, they're really taking advantage of the kind of low level of basic knowledge that a lot of people have about these matters. And so, if you don't know anything, you'll buy anything, I suppose. And they're hoping that people will, you know, will just accept this false, fictional version of the way our system of government is supposed to run and how the impeachment process is supposed to go.
Well, I love the fact that you can give us that background from your years in the Senate. People watching this need, I mean, I guess the bottom line is it seems like Chuck Schumer can delay. Ultimately, all Mitch McConnell needs is that 51st vote, and he can set the rules however he wants them and conduct this. Given that, do you think this is going to stretch more than a week or two?
Oh, it'll stretch longer than a week or two. The Clinton trial took 5 weeks, and almost six, actually. And you saw already day one that there's these opportunities to force votes and all this kind of stuff. All of the different rulings or questions about evidence that ordinarily the presiding officer would decide, Democrats could demand that the full Senate vote on every single one of them. I think they're going to take every opportunity they can to return to this fake issue of witnesses and subpoenas that the House told us by their own actions were not important.
For people who aren't aware of basically the rules of the Senate during impeachment, Thomas, I think it was probably a little shocking for some of them to hear this.
Hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Though that's how it's written, correct? I mean, they're supposed to sit in utter silence.
Well, that's that's the sergeant at arms who you heard. That proclamation was written, I believe, for the Johnson impeachment trial in the 1860s, and it reflects the kind of gravity that this is supposed to have. Democrats are turning this into just a joke, but it's supposed to have that kind of gravity. That's why the Chief Justice, although he doesn't have a substantive role, presides over the impeachment trial of the president to, again, give it a deeper sense of gravity and of seriousness. Remember, our system of government is based on elections, people being able to choose our own leaders. And impeachment, especially for a first-term president, short-circuits all of that and denies the people the right to choose their own leaders. So that's a very serious matter. And things like that proclamation, the structure of the trial, the Chief Justice presiding, is supposed to give it some gravity. Of course, this is the 21st century where almost anything can be mocked and played with.
Well, it's true. And then to your point, we had to listen to Adam Schiff make this comment. Cut number 13, please.
Then the president places himself beyond accountability, above the law. Cannot be indicted, cannot be impeached. It makes him a monarch.
You know, we've heard that claim before. It's a claim that rarely gets challenged when these folks on the left are making it. I mean, a monarch? Seriously, we have an election in 9 months.
That's a lie, too. because Donald Trump, first of all, cannot place himself above the law, nor has he claimed that he's above the law. The Constitution itself explicitly says that if a president is removed by impeachment, he can still be prosecuted if what he did was criminal. And the law, the Constitution, is being followed in this very impeachment trial. So, you know, it's like the articles of impeachment themselves. When you kind of blow at them a little bit, the smoke seems to shift around a lot. This is not a serious attempt to follow the Constitution's impeachment process.
For the people who missed it, early one of the suggested amendments that Chuck Schumer introduced would have changed the rules to an extent that it would have been a little different than what President Clinton faced. Oddly enough, Susan Collins voted in favor of that and against the Republicans on that case. But isn't it the height of fairness if you're subjecting this president to the same rules of impeachment that the last one faced?
Well, of course, we've discussed that from the very beginning of the House impeachment. I mean, the Republicans in the House wanted to follow the same pattern as the last presidential impeachment, and that president, of course, was a Democrat. But House Democrats refused and rigged the rules in their favor. Now, here we are in the Senate. McConnell wants to use the same basic framework that the Senate voted 100-0 to use for the Clinton trial. In other words, all Republicans supported using that approach for a Democratic president's impeachment. Republicans want to use the same approach for a Republican president's impeachment. That's as bipartisan, nonpartisan, I suppose, as fair as you can get. Democrats are the ones that are flip-flopping based on the party of the president.
Thomas Gipping, thanks so much for your insight today. We appreciate you.
Sure, anytime.
You bet. Heritage.org, and just let me tell you, Tom Gipping wrote a couple of great articles on this for the Daily Signal, which is the online publication for Heritage Foundation. So just go, if you go to the Daily Signal, you can see a couple of these where he talks about 8 things you need to know and why he thinks there are people in the Senate trying to rig this impeachment trial, including Chuck Schumer. Some great pieces on there. Just to make sure you've got the facts when you go to the water cooler today or you're sitting around having a beer with your friends and they try to lead you astray on what this is really about. All right. Welcome back and a happy Thursday.
Where do you find this stuff?
Mark Cox in charge of the music this morning, ladies and gentlemen, because I won Real or Fake News for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm off tomorrow. Normally we do that on Friday, but got to do it today.
But instead, I'll play the music tomorrow. So we both win.
Yeah.
That was in the song, in case you're wondering.
Hillary was?
Yeah, Hillary's in the song.
Uh-huh. That's a cameo song. Appearance
Why
there.
Why wouldn't she be?
Of course she would be. So anyway, this is a great story. Did you see this? You know they're changing the rules on which emotional support animals you can bring on planes. Did you see that?
Yes.
Primarily, and they quoted one flight attendant or somebody who represented a flight attendant's union or something like that as saying that it's time to end the zoo on planes. So they're going to have strict guidelines on what can be and what can't be an emotional support animal. And then they're going to move forward with that. It's just a proposal at this point, but they're working on it. So then I see this story. Man attempts to register beer as his emotional support animal. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
That's somebody thinking on their feet or thinking on a bar stool.
How'd that work out for him?
I don't say,
how do you call a beer an animal?
So the guy says, I travel upstate to Brooklyn a lot, and on the bus they say it's a federal crime to smoke or have an alcoholic beverage unless by prior written consent. And I always wondered, where do you get that consent? Who gives you that consent? This is a Floyd Hayes. So he put in his unusual registration with the USA Service Dog Registration website. And he told the New York Post he just wants to see if it'll work. He said, I travel up there a lot, and I'd like to be able to drink a beer on my way up there. It would calm me down and help him manage his social anxiety disorder.
It helps me with that, too.
Hey, it does.
This is a compelling case.
You become a different person. You become more relaxed, more outgoing, more likely to go talk to that stranger at the bar. People seem to like you more.
You look better.
I know. Unfortunately
so
for
you
him,
think.
It says a worker for the registration spoke with a Brooklyn newspaper and revealed that being registered won't help Hayes. The unnamed worker said the registration doesn't actually have any legal merit. So if you want to use an emotional support animal in a place of business, you'd be required to obtain written medical approval. This will not get you into Walmart. It'll not get you into Denny's. It'll only protect you when you're renting. So their registration is only good for landlords, apparently. So anyway, he hasn't given up. He waited for the Brooklyn at the Brooklyn bus stop the other day with a glass of beer in his hand and said he had not been approached by law enforcement, so he was still hoping he might pull it off.
Hey, you got to give him credit for trying.
I guess. Speaking of dumb things, that we talked yesterday about that player in Kansas who picked up a stool and all that stuff. Ooh. Well, I was a little distraught about this because I read that the Big 12 only suspended the Kansas junior Silvio D'Souza for 12 games and a couple of the other kids for like 2 games after what's got to be one of the biggest brawls in college basketball history. But then today, CBS Sports is reporting that the University of Kansas has stepped up and announced that DeSilva has been suspended indefinitely, pending final outcome of the review by KU and the Big 12. So the Big 12 gave him a 12-game suspension.
But
CBS is reporting that the school is going to suspend him indefinitely. I don't know if one of those outranks the other or not, but that's a new story that just came out today. So that makes me happier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how you put that kid back in.
Yeah.
And he's not
really
a starter.
That chair.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.